Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with the hitting coach of the San Francisco Giants, the world champion San Francisco Giants, Mr. Hensley Mullen. Sir Hensley, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a wonderful day today in San Francisco. The sun is shining, and it's another good day to play a ball game.
All right. Where are the runs? They're hiding.
Well, you know, we find a way to, you know, create some runs while we haven't had power. You know, that's the problem. You know? And, you know, the creators of the runs, the top, you know, the Panics, the Yokies, and the Pagans, they're doing their jobs, you know. And, you know, we need to get Buster, the Belts, the McGee, and those guys going to driving the runs. Maxwell has done a good job filling in. We need Pence back in a bad way because he's the guy in the middle that will hit home runs and drive in multiple runs. So that's where it's at. You know, we know it. You know, there's no way around it. Those guys in the middle have to, you know, start doing what they're capable of doing, and you'll see more runs.
Hensley Mullen's with us. Maxwell has been a pleasant surprise. He's holding the fort until Pence comes back.
Yes, I mean, he's a guy that was intriguing in spring training for me. You know, he's made a few adjustments with his stance and his hands, and that's allowed him to be productive to a sense that he's getting everyday playing time now. So I'm very happy for him. It's gratifying when a guy works as hard as he did. Came out every day at 8 o'clock in the morning in the backfield with me. And for it to pay off, first of all, in spring training at 350 to make the team, and then paying off after he got a chance to play to get a couple of big hits, a couple of big home runs, and now he's being steady, getting some hits and playing great defense.
You know, I watch a lot of baseball. You know that. It's very interesting. You don't see that many left-handed pitchers. You know, I look, and if you play 27 games, you saw 24 right-handers or something like that. And again, you're in a streak of seeing right-handers. It should play well into your left-handed hitting.
Yeah, you know, we are a team that predominantly won more games against righties because we see them more. We also led the league in wins against lefties last year when we won 30 games against lefties. We're 6-2 this year. You know, yeah, we got a left-handed loaded lineup, and you would think that it would help us create more runs. You know, Craw is a guy that struggled against righties here the last year, but he's doing better this year. You know, Bell just started going. You know, he got going finally. I'm expecting him to stay in this mode and start driving the ball and driving in some runs. Panic is steady as usual, and Pagan and Aoki are steady. Buster and McGee and Maxwell, you know, have to do their part as well. They're all pretty good hitting right-handers, you know, we just got to put some strings together, get these guys all going together so we can, you know, score as many runs as we're capable of doing.
All right, Bam Bam with us. The big question, look, I do the shows, and you know the question that's coming next. That's your third baseman. Off to just one of those starts you just hope never happens to a ball player, the double plays and everything else. What can you say about Casey McGee?
Well, you know, he's a guy that is opposite from his year last year when he was with these guys. I don't think they could get him out the first 6 weeks of the season last year, where he had 450 or something and drove in a ton of runs. But every year is different, Marty, and we all know that. And you know, I'm a firm believer that you give a guy about 100 bats, and that's when you start worrying that he's gonna come out of it or not. But he's not there yet. I think, you know, he was a little hard on himself being from this area and trying to impress people, which he shouldn't have done. But, you know, he's over that now. You know, he got 3 days off here to think about things. He worked extremely hard to fix a couple of flaws in his mechanics. And hopefully tonight will be a night where he start turning around. He knows these guys well. They know him well. So it's a good matchup for him. Let's see where he's at. After these three games, and then hopefully he can put together some good at-bats to get things going in the right direction.
What is it with him? What's the problem with his swing? Just not in too technical terms, but what's going on with him?
Nothing is wrong with his swing. You know, it's what you swing at most of the time. You know, you swing at bad pitches, nobody hit bad pitches. You know, you swing balls over your head, you swing balls away, in and up and in. The other day he got a pinch hit at-bat, he swung a bat that was under his chin. So, I mean, nobody hits those pitches hard, you know. So that's the problem. The problem is, you know, he's always been a guy that work counts, and got in good counts to hit. Now he's so anxious to get hits early. He's swinging early a lot. And he's swinging at pitches a lot. He's swinging at off-speed pitches and fastball counts. And all of those things are a problem when you're trying to get hits, you know. So you just have to step back, you know, relax, see the ball. You know, that's what Belt is doing now. See the ball and react to what you see. Don't be up there guessing that they're going to throw you a certain pitch and they never throw it and you swing anyways. So that's compounding the problem. You know, you're not feeling good and now you're guessing and now they're not throwing the pitch you're guessing and you're swinging anyway. So he did some of that through all this stretch. I thought he was coming out, to be honest with you. The game before last that he played, that he had three hits. And he hit the ball very hard. He was seeing the ball good. And then he came out the next day and then had a opposite game the day before. So, but we talked a lot over the last 3 days. I think he's in a good place right now mentally. You know, he talked to Boach as well, and you know, hopefully he can relax, see the ball. You got to see the ball to react to what you see, and then make the right decision.
Boy, fun, isn't it? It's fun. Now, what's the best? I mean, do you feel good helping a guy get better, or do you just like to sit back and watch Aoki just hit seven foul balls and then get a base hit to left field?
It's all part of the game, Marty. I mean, we love it all. I mean, that's why we're in it. You know, nobody said it's supposed to be easy. You know, we had this problem with Pablo last year when he didn't hit for the first 6 weeks. And look what he ended up doing for us at the end of the year. So I'm expecting this guy that's always hit to turn it around, and our job is a never-ending job. You know, when he gets going, somebody else may, you know, go in the tank, and we got to fix that. So that's why we're the mechanic of the hitting.
That's why you're the hitting coach of a world championship team three times, which is, it sounds pretty nice, doesn't it?
You know what? You know, all the hard work, all the time spent in the cage on the film and talking to these guys mentally, it's gratifying to know that we've put three rings in our fingers in the last 5 years.
Yeah, one thing I was thinking about as you're talking about Belt, the shift. Are you a proponent of having a guy like Belt maybe go the other way or lay down a bunt? How do you deal with the shift?
Well, that's all of the things that we talked about, because in fact, they're not pitching him inside that much. He's actually pulling the pitch that's a middle away that when he first came up, he was so good hitting that way. And you know, and then he had a problem hitting the pitch inside to pull it. So then we fix one problem, and then the other problem arises. So now we got to level it out. You know, he's in a good place right now. He knows that he's a guy that can hit the ball that way if the pitch is outside. And he's confident enough now that he can react to the pitch inside and still drive it out of the park to the pool side. So he's coming around. Hopefully he can continue to build on the last few days and, you know, be the player that we all know he can be and the hitter that we all know he can be in the middle of the lineup.
All right. Great to have you on, as always. A pleasure to catch up with you during the season, and I always learn something. I learned something about McGee. It's not the swing, it's the pitch.
Exactly, you know, and it's usually for most everybody, you know, it's what's between your ears and it's what you're swinging at, and if you can have a clear mind and a vision, visualizing the ball in your strength in the strike zone and attacking it and visualizing hits all over the park, you're gonna get hits.
All right, I like it, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.